an interesting interesting connection of Asar B'Teves to the stories of the parshas that we're reading. The Asar B'Teves always falls out around Parshas Vayigash Vayechi. Parshas Vayigash Vayechi is closure to the story of Mechiras Yosef, which began in Parshas Vayeshev, and finally the reconciliation of Parshas Vayigash, and the brothers living out the rest of their lives in Mitzrayim, Yaakov Avinu ultimately dying in Mitzrayim and being brought for burial in Eretz Yisrael, and everything coming full circle. Very striking, Chasam Sofer, on the one hand, and something from Shlomo Fischer on the other hand, and I think they're mashlim each other. Let me start with Rav Shlomo Fischer in Drashas Beis Yishai. Rav Shlomo Fischer was a Gaon HaGaonim who was recently nifter, prolific, so much breath, and you probably heard about him in so many different angles. He wrote about Rav Chasky Kreskes, philosophy. He wrote, he edited Rav Shlomo Lechon Vassman's Kovetz Shiurim, one of the Kovetz Shemuas, one of the volumes of Kovetz Shiurim. Tremendous range in terms of both heavy lumdis, traditional, conventional lumdis, as well as Jewish philosophy, Kabbalah, Rav Nachman Mibreslev, Guti Maran, he'll quote. I mean, the range is just remarkable. And I had his chia once to be in his house. I wish I had more opportunities, but my son-in-law had chances to get to talk to him on numerous occasions, but he was just someone unique. Anyway, so he has a drasha, drasha's Beis Yishai, Drush L'Asar B'Teves. So he has an interesting suggestion about something that he claims happened on Asar B'Teves that you wouldn't know if you read the Psukim. The sources for Asar B'Teves in Tanakh are Yecheskel, Chav Dalet. I mean, we know, the Gemara actually has a Machokas in Tainus, whether Asar B'Teves is what we think it is, which is the Matzor, the point that Nebuchadnezzar, Melch Bavel, put Yerushalayim under siege. There was another Shita that the Gemara brings in Mishnayis, of Shimon, that it was when the Shmua came to the Gola that the Churban happened, Churban Bayis Visham, and that happened on Asar B'Teves. They heard about it. But traditionally, the approach that we always assume is that of Rabbi Akiva, which is the Matzor of Melech Bavel. And that's described in Yecheskel as well, that Hashem said to Yecheskel to take this day and to be'etzem hayom hazeh salach Melech Bavel Yerushalayim. Anyway, what Rav Fischer wants to say is that there's a connection between a number of chatoim, and each one triggers the or the other one. There's the Egel, there's the Meraglim, there's Mechiras Yosef. Three chatoim that are interlocked. Through the chet ha'egel, the chet Mechiras Yosef was re-triggered, and through chet ha'meraglim, the chet of the egel was re-triggered. And with that comes back chet Mechiras Yosef, and these three averos constantly haunt Klal Yisrael. Chet Mechiras Yosef, chet ha'egel, chet ha'meraglim. Shiva Subitamus is chet ha'egel. Tisha B'Av is Chet HaMeraglim. What Tainus reflects the Chet Mechiras Yosef? Asara B'Teves. In the section of Yecheskel over there, talks about blood that was that was dripping on a sela that brought about Nekama. Chazal says it's the Dam of Zechariah who was murdered during Bayis Rishon. Rav Shlomo Fischer says perhaps it can also be a remez to the blood when they took off Yosef's coat and they shechted a gedi izim and they dipped it into blood and they showed it to Yaakov. Ha'akirna, do you recognize this ksonis bincha or not? Anyway, this is his suggestion. I think Rabbi Simon in one of his svarim may even quote this, Shlomo Fischer. I believe so, in Imre Baruch. Could be. You can take a look. This is his suggestion. Now, I mentioned this on the one hand. Then there's a Chasam Sofer in his drushes. A Chasam Sofer said many drushes around the time of Asar B'Teves. Ches Teves, Tes Teves, Yud Teves. He had a lot to say about this. One of the drushes of the Chasam Sofer around this time, he makes a cheshbon. with regard to the Kvura of Yaakov that we read about in Parshas Vayechi. Yaakov Avinu is Keneged Sukkos. Yaakov Nasa Sikosa. Yaakov Avinu was Nifter, because he bases it on Medrash probably, on Sukkos. Yaakov Avinu was mourned for 70 days, as the Pesukim tell us, the 40 and then the 30. And then they travel to Eretz Yisrael. He quotes the Ramban that the Mahalach from Mitzrayim to Chevron is 8 days. There was a 70 days of mourning in Mitzrayim, a travel time of 8 days, and then there's a Vayasl Aviv Evel Shivas Yamin, when they got to Goren HaAtad in Eretz Canaan. So if you do the math, you get the 70 days of Mitzrayim, the days of travel, which would be 8, is 78, and then another 7 is 85. If you count 85 days from the first day of Sukkos, you get Tasar B'Teves. He says 16 days from Tishrei, including the Yom HaMisa, 59 days Cheshvan Kislev, assuming one is Mali, one is Chaser, that's 59. So you have 59 and 16, that's what? 75, and now you get to Teves, 10 days into Teves. Says Chasam Sofer, Asar B'Teves was the 85th day. V'az Nikbar Yaakov, V'az Nerag Esav, and that's the day of Samach Melech Bavel, Rashi Teves Samach Melech, Rashi Teves Sam. Okay, whatever that means. Either way, striking parallel that somehow this time of year, the time to think about this, to reflect on the story that we're reading. Gesedra Parshius, Mechiras Yosef is coming to a close. And of course, the legacy of Yaakov, Yaakovino Lo Meis, is the idea of Mahu B'chaim, Avzara B'chaim. There's a continuity to Klal Yisrael, the Shiftei Ka, that there has to be some ultimate reconciliation. And we began to read about it in Haftorah last week in Vayigash, that ultimately they have to come back together. And the fact that we have two Mamlochos and the Pirud is an aberration. And ultimately, the geula that we yearn for with Beis HaMikdash has to bring together the Shvatim and recognize that every Shevet has his path, and they're not going to be split up anymore. Again, maybe that's why the Ramazim of the Teves correlates so much with these Parshios, both in terms of Keneged, the Mechiras Yosef, according to what we said in the beginning from Shlomo Fisher, in terms of the Kfur of Yaakov, Shlomo Sofer, because ultimately the hope for the return of the Beis HaMikdash, and this is the beginning of the sign of the Churban, so the way that we respond to that is to mechazik ourselves in the ultimate vision of the unity of Klal Yisrael, the unity of the Shvatim.